Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I, of course, would love to hear from you. So, give me a call, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you want to get with me on an even more personal tip, because I know y'all into getting with me on the real personal tip, you can go to smoothdrama.com, jump in the chat room. It's anonymous. You can be whoever you want to be, whenever you want to be, however you want to be. It's a beautiful thing. And we can talk, chit-chat about sneakers and hats and, you know, black cats, all that stuff. It's all up for grabs. Smoothdrama.com. Jump up in that chat room and holler at me. And pretty much anywhere you social media, if you see Smooth Drama, Facebook in particular, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. Mr. Lavender, a.k.a. the Hammerhead Kid, a.k.a. I got little small microbes in between my toe jam. That dude will let you into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. And like I said, pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, follow, add, whatever it is required. You do it, we will reciprocate. We can have a conversation or 28,000. It's up to you. I'm open. And then speaking of being open, found out there's the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. They just said that Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 does not outlaw business favoritism based on who you're having sex with or otherwise romantically involved with at work. And this is the opinion from a U.S. Court of Appeals for the 9th Circuit. To me, it's not even a real thing, right? So apparently at work, the guy in charge favored the woman he was having sex with over somebody he was not having sex with. Now, it's kind of a no-brainer here, right? Most folks would say, yeah, she giving him some. He gonna favor her. But it's work, right? Sex discrimination, they say. But, I mean, we all know. People go off feelings and who they like, and that what we call nepotism. You know, you hook up your friend, you hook up somebody that you think would be dead, because people go off their feelings, right? We know sex is an extra feeling. And generally speaking, a lot of people get into romantic adventures with people that they work with, right? And so people who are involved, they obviously are going to favor each other. And so if the boss is having sex with one employee and another employee comes up and they have a dispute, whatnot, I mean, duh, I'm going to go with the person that I'm having sex with over the person that I'm not having sex with, if all things are equal. You know, the person that you're having sex with has to be a huge detriment to the company. And even then, we know in the past, we've seen that that means nothing. Because the way you work it holds more sway than they're very competent at the job. I'm sorry. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. But it makes sense. The fact that the court had to rule on it is hilarious, though, right? Because you're like,
oh man,
you're the judge, and you gotta
look at the facts.
And then the judge is thinking, and maybe the judge is hitting it off with the court stenographer. So he can't really, I don't know, we don't know what the circumstances were. I just thought that was hilarious. Sex discrimination. No, that's not sex discrimination. That's just, sex just is a variable that made you lose and the other person win. So maybe next time you probably want to have sex with the boss, then you'll probably win in the next one. I don't know, but I do. I thought that was funny. Favoring your romantic or sexual partner at work is not sex discrimination. Duh. Who's being discriminated against? They're having sex. Apparently, it's awesome. You couldn't beat that. Sucks to be you. Sucks to be you. Now, I'm going to say here in the Bay Area, San Francisco, and I won't say that I hate San Francisco. And I'm not going to say that I make fun of San Francisco like I make fun of Florida. But damn it, I can get close. I can get close. There's some stuff with San Francisco that I'm just never going to be cool with. But sometimes you got power through, right? So, for example, there's a new program in San Francisco that will pay people at high risk of shooting someone not to pull the trigger to help alleviate rising gun violence in the city. All right, so I'm gonna say that again just in case y'all didn't hear it, because it's, I don't know, it's kind of out there, right? A new program in San Francisco will pay people at high risk of shooting someone not to pull the trigger. So, and this is set to launch in October, and it's going to pay 10 individuals $300 each month not to be involved in shootings. The participants will also be able to earn an additional $200 more per month by hitting program milestones, including landing job interviews, meeting with mentors, and complying with probation. It pairs in with life coaches as well. And so by the end of the year, they plan to extend the program to up to 30 more people. So, $500 a month just to not shoot people. And there's, of course, you got to do some other things, but you're going to get $500 not to kill people or shoot at people. that's a pretty damn good deal. I'm sitting up there like, I need, well, I don't need to be, on probation, but it's like, so they pick 10 individuals and paying them $300 a month not to be involved in shootings. I'm like, how do you get picked? You're on probation? Is that you're on probation because you shot at somebody or something? I'm like, what I gotta do to get that five? I mean, maybe I don't want that extra 200 because I don't want to do the whole, I mean, I can get job interviews. That's the whole meeting with mentors, applying with probation. I'm not on probation. I guess I would have to get on probation, which, yeah, no. Not that I would mind peeing for people. They'd be like, oh, yeah, take the cup. Nah, I can do it right here, homie. I can do it right here. I would be that person. Nope. I'm going to pee right here. But, yeah. I don't know. Would that be illegal? Would that be illegal? Would that break some kind of code? I'm just curious. Would that be something that folks will say, nah, you can't be peeing in the cup right here. You got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, hey, you know what? Full transparency, homie. You won't get mine. I can just do mine right here every time. Because I'm one of them people who knows that my pee will never be dirty. So I ain't got to go hide it. You ain't got to come watch me. You just watch me do it right here. Zip. Anyway, so yeah, so I guess we have to look. We have to look because we're talking about an extra, if you're being entrepreneurial, that's an extra $6,000 a year. It doesn't seem like a lot, but I started thinking like $6,000 is like, 2-3 vacations. That's like 2-3 vacations. Vacation is life changing. Vacations just make your life a whole different phenomenon. So yeah, I'm interested, but not too interested, because the whole being on probation means I have to do something. I might have to go to jail. All that stuff. It's overrated. Going to jail, overrated. Being locked up, you know, trying to fight people for your cornbread, overrated. Just a thought. What's overrated also? Well, not overrated. Punk as kids. So for all you people out there, got kids, and you love them, they're older, and you still love them and take care of them and whatnot, you do stuff for them, I might change your mind here. So if you grown and you got grown kids, you might want to pay attention to this next one. In Grand Haven, Michigan, a judge ordered a Western Michigan couple to pay $30,441 to their son for getting rid of his pornography collection. So, the decision came this week after David Working, 43, won a lawsuit against his parents. He said they had no right to throw out his collections of films, magazines, and other items. He lived at their home for 10 months after divorce before moving to Muncie, Indiana. And the parents must also pay $14,500 to their son's attorney because they threw away his porn and the daddy said in the email, I did you a big favor getting rid of all this stuff. And so he just went off. And he sued his parents, who he lived with for 10 months. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking most people can see where I'm going with this. This is just, what do you say? He's an asshole. You're suing your parents. You had to live with your parents for 10 months. Now, if you was real and about yours, put your stuff in storage. You don't bring the porn to your parents' house. Now there's a funny thing. Now, any longtime listeners would know that long time ago, my son or my nephew left some porn in the DVD player. Neither one of them would cop to it. And I'm like, I end up looking at it like, oh, shit, this is better than what I have. The point is, neither one of them would cop to it. And eventually I threw it away. And it was, I guess, I thank the stars that my son never came back and sued me like, you threw away my porn. Now you're going to owe me money. Can you sue your parents? Can you sue your parents after you done lived with them, probably rent-free, 10 months? Just trifling. I'm not going to give him hater of the week. I'm not going to give him dumbass. We just going to do this. One more time. Right. Sue your parents for $30,000 and the court fees. And the fact that the judge co-signed on that, you just own. Yeah, don't worry about coming over no more. Don't talk to us. Don't talk to us. Because you sue me, we're done. We're DOS effects. Diggity done. Trifling ass kids, right? These are some trifling ass kids. And on that note, I'm going to give a shout out to all the black women out there. It's Jungle Brothers. Black women.
Beautiful world for you, black woman. A world of beauty for beautiful you. A world of beauty for beautiful you. Black woman, mother of my earth, black woman. You gave my birth. You can't truly see what's in me. You can help me be the best that I can be. You see my fire when I'm on the wire. Keep it calm when it gets higher. Sweet like sugar and hot like wine. Always keeping it on my mind. Giving my life a new life to reach for. Giving me so much. How can I ask for more? Keep it up tight and we're getting loose. The dark of the berry, the sweet of the juice. Black woman. The man is my will. And the job of a man is to respect and protect
Be fruitful and multiply.
Black woman,
heart is love, love and honor. Be Obama until the day she dies. Black woman.
Jungle Brother, Black Woman. Call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, everybody's seen what's happened over in Afghanistan. Today was the last day. We saw everything, right? Folks desperate to get to the airport, dropping babies over the fence, all kinds of stuff. Folks falling off the planes in midair, hearing a story about somebody who froze to death in the wheel carriage, all because, you know, they knew that they sold out and that they were going to die. So the alternative was we're going to try to make it out by, I mean, and we're talking about some super irrational stuff, right? So we talk about conditions in other countries. You know, that's why I always laugh when people start talking about the hood and how hard their neighborhood was. It's crazy. Yeah, it's all relative, homie, till you go somewhere else where people are so desperate to get out, they're falling off, they're trying to hold on to a moving plane. You're taking the chance that somebody's going to come as a suicide bomber, as we saw it happen, two of them, and blow themselves up. I don't think we got that in the hood. We ain't got that. Now, you got some folks that'll kill you over a dice game. Yeah. And somebody, they'll beat your grandma or your great aunt up. Although that doesn't happen quite as much as far as being able to steal a check because stuff is like direct deposit now. But, you know, if your grandma or great aunt is out there walking around or your great uncle, whatnot, these fools run up on them, right? There's no respect. Of it for the elderly. Even then, ain't none of them trying to blow themselves up for a cause. Nope. Not gonna happen. So Afghanistan and other places like it, their poor is a whole other level. That's why I just never listen to hood folks. Oh yeah, the hood does that, dude. You living in paradise, homie. You don't even know. Even though it's terrible, you know, if we're being all relatives, it's terrible. But you got cable. So everybody pulled out. Today was the last day, and. What was one of the reports? You're going to know it, but not know it. And when I say it, you're going to be like, yeah, I can see them saying that. So apparently there's reports, and the Pentagon has to deny these reports that the U.S. military left service dogs behind in cages after pulling its last troops out of the country. And so they're saying, photos circulating online were animals under the care of the Cabal Small Animal Rescue. Not under our care, that's what they're saying. And so folks are like, oh my God. After all the death, people falling off planes and all this other stuff, we're talking about service dogs in cages. You left dogs? You left no. That's what we're doing. All that death and destruction. We're only in America. We're talking about dogs. The loss of life, the people who were bombed and be disfigured for life. They wasn't American. Doesn't really matter. But God damn it, what about them dogs? Why do we care about dogs more than we care about people? I know why. But why do we care about dogs more than we care about people? I just always want to throw that out there. I get animals are important. We should respect animals and respect nature. I do. I just got mad respect for them. I don't kill them. I don't try to train them to do crip walking. None of that. I'm going to let a dog be a dog. I'm going to let a cat be a cat. I'm going to let a horse be a horse. Just saying. It's one of those things. I'm sensitive about that. And speaking of being sensitive, so there's the Arkansas Medical Board, the great state of Arkansas. They're investigating Dr. Robert Karras. Because he's been prescribing an anti-parasitic drug to thousands of patients, including inmates at a county jail, as a treatment for COVID-19. Yeah, an anti-parasitic. I can't pronounce nay. I'm going to try, but I really can't. I'm going to say it. The drug is called ivermectin, not to be confused with Allen Iverson. Ivermectin, hopefully I said it right. It's been approved by the FDA for use by people and animals to treat parasitic infections, primarily in livestock. And so, if your sheep, for those of you who have sheep or horse or cow, if they have worms or parasites, you can use ivermectin. FDA approves it. But for your COVID, not so much. Apparently, the side effects are skin rash, nausea, and vomiting. So the FDA had to tweet on their site, like really, really, the FDA tweeted it. Seriously, y'all, stop it. You're not a horse. You're not a cow. I'm joking. Woo! But then I remember it is the apocalypse. It is still the more scrumptious apocalypse. So what we thought about as something that would kind of fade away, we know it did. It's still here. Folks still crazy. They're taking horse paste. We're taking horse paste. Because I'm not going to get COVID. You're not going to get worms either. You might throw up. You might be a little sick. You might have some skin rashes. Guess what? Not going to get COVID. You have that taste in your mouth, though. No soda, candy, or anything to get that taste out. Horse paste. Now, I've never tried it, but it just sounds like something that, nah. I can take what? Oh, there's a drug called ivermectin. It's normally used as anti-parasitic, but in this case, it'll stop you from getting COVID. Hell yeah, Bob! Shoot me that prescription. I was gonna try it. Sounds like a winner. Woo-wee. Oh man. I mean, because that's what the conversation would sound like. That sounds like a good idea, Doc. I knew I liked you for some reason. I knew I liked you for some reason. Thank you, Doc. And so, while you're sitting around throwing up all day, yeah, you don't even have to worry about COVID. Or worms, once again. So if you're somebody who may or may not be privy to parasitic infections, this is the drug for you, allegedly. Whew. Some people got no reason to. No reason to. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say it. I know I could. And so, piggybacking on that. So, there's a Brazilian study that uses snake venom against COVID-19. So, apparently there's Brazilian researchers that found that a molecule in the venom of a type of snake inhibited coronavirus reproduction in monkey cells, which is a possible first step toward a drug to combat the virus causing COVID-19. So yeah, there's a molecule produced by the, now this is the one that I'm going to mess up, so I'm apologizing beforehand. The Jarakusu pit viper. It inhibited the virus's ability to multiply in monkey cells by 75%. Now, I'm also going to guess that it probably killed the monkey, but that's besides the point. My message would be, hey, yep, 75%. It inhibited the virus's ability to multiply in the monkey cell. Remember, it's venom, though. So the monkey probably is dead, and they keep those cells going, i.e. Henrietta Leak style. So my, I guess what I was going to say, don't go and get Dara Rakusu pit vipers and let them bite you, because you're probably going to die. And yeah, it will circumvent you from getting COVID, and it'll probably stop it from replicating in your body by 75%, maybe 70%, because you're not a monkey, even though you may look like one. But that's hearsay. We're not going to go off that. But I would not be right if I didn't say that. Because just like people taking horse paste, just like people were drinking venom, if this was to come out and get mainstream Dararakusu pit viper venom stops the replication of COVID-19, that venom, you know folks are going to let that snake bite them, right? You know it's going to happen. Johnny, just stick your hand in there. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Just let them bite you. Then we take you to the hospital. Or we just let Betty Lou suck the poison right on out. Stick your dick in there, Johnny. Let's make it exciting. I'm just saying. It's just, because I can see it happening. I can see it happening. There are some folks like, you talking outside your neck. But people were drinking bleach. I remember when that was happening. The lack of intelligence in the American populace is quite frightening. Not shocking at all. It's quite frightening. So, don't get pit vipers. It's probably not going to work out well for you. Probably not going to work out well for you. Speaking of pets, I don't know if y'all heard, there was in New York, there was the guy that he had a mountain lion, a pet cougar, that he kept in his New York City apartment. So just in case you don't believe me about the pit viper and whether or not people would have that as a pet and would let it bite them just so that they wouldn't get COVID. See, it sounds really, really stupid till you think about it. Just think about it. This person has a cougar as a pet in an apartment. The owner contacted authorities to say they could no longer care for the 11-month-old cougar because it starts getting big. And yeah. You need to feed me, homie. That canned cat food ain't enough. And you starting to look like dinner. So, people have things all the time that can kill them. Would it be shocking to hear that they would have a pit viper? I think not. Cougar in the apartment. All the time. Because we know there's people who have poisonous snakes. There are people who have snakes. Just regular snakes curling up against them, measuring them, trying to eat them. But hey, I'm just talking out the side of my neck. And speaking of talking outside of my neck, one thing that I was right about, remember these ride sharing apps? And remember the ads right at the beginning of the year? Hey, we won. They had the Uber and the Lyft guys. We want to be independent contractors. We want to be in it. They're going to take care of us. They're going to give us bonuses. And guess what? They're also not going to raise the fees. Which, of course, was it 2-3 weeks after the election, after the vote? They raise the prices. Anybody who's taking Lyft or Uber can attest to the fact that, yeah, they raise prices like a mother, right? Anyway, Lyft. As you know, there are the fires, if you don't know, in Reno and Tahoe area. There's fires that are out of control there. And so the XL vehicles this morning, 1,300 to 1,500 for a minivan that has the capacity to seat at least 5 passengers. Normally, That ride is estimated to cost up to $200 for the XL vehicle. But because there's a fire in that area, $1,300 to $1,500. So, we know the lesson. Never listen to big corporations. Yes, ride sharing apps are big corporations. Never listen to big corporations because they lie. That's the story. They lie and keep lying and continue to lie. And people are trying to get out from fires, whatnot. They're going in there and they're charging people who are trying to live, who are faced with the prospect of maybe not seeing their house again. We're going to charge them at $1,300 to $1,500. Ride sharing at its finest right there. Ride sharing at its finest. Because, of course, corporations always have your best interest at heart. Always have, always will. Allegedly. So, here we are. This is what's happening. I guess at that point, I probably just need to go on break. So, I'm a hip-hop it up. This is Keith Murray, the most beautifulest thing in this world.
I'm saying, I eat everything up on the menu and send you swaying. In the moment, I'm holding suspect. Caught up in the reach of the shape, the rain and the deck. Least I speak my concept, speak the itchy, sunsy, function to speak. Now that shit is in the open, I'm open, hoping, hoping. Waiting for the next nigga to get open on. It breaks down and gets organic gal pound. The way of the world as the earth goes round. Now, how the fuck you sound? I represent my clique like a full bound. You better pack your leather, don't for conversation. For the sake of meditation, from the earth and quaking shit that we be making. I'm a faking, I can sound from my crowd clown. Taking the membrane of a encyclopedia brown. Speaking of funk, get any throwdown. Why you sustain the sound of this? The most beautiful thing in this world. I'm down, breaking ground. So back up, vote for me and sit your ass down. Now when I move the microphone, I roll through zones. But don't be trying this shit at home. No matter what race, creed, color, or my heart. I completed in day room and damage to Annika. I'm trying to perfect the disorder to start. I'll assassinate the character's caliber. I channel my anger from the double-edged finger and turn it to the microphone swinger. Stop trying to see where your eyes can follow. Say goodnight to the world, the vibes to the mall. Your rave expresso with the much to get butt. We're not just as fuck with swords they like. For eternity, through infinity, I eternally get in. The most beautifulest thing in this world is just like that.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F. The N-Word. That was Keith Murray. The most beautifulest thing in this world. It's just like that. I get in you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Groundhog Day. We here. Might as well just get over with.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, we go through a list of things that we can do and we can't do. Apparently, doing the news in Mississippi is another thing that black folks can't do. In the middle of Hurricane Ida, NBC News reporter Shaquille Brewster. It's raining. Wind's blowing. He's talking about the newscast. You see the guy, you see a truck stops, pulls over in the background, and this guy comes running up. This guy comes running up. This dude, Benjamin Eugene Dagley. He's from Wooster, Ohio. Wooster, Ohio. Down in Mississippi. Hollering at Mr. Brewster because he's doing the news. He's doing the news. Talking about, make sure you're telling the news accurately, report accurately, report accurately, he's just shouting. It's like, you don't even know what he's reporting. He just saw a black reporter, it was just too much. Oh, he got a microphone? You got a microphone? Hell no. I'm gonna let this N-word know what's gonna be. Report accurately. It was weird. As you can see in the video, he just hollered. You just run up. And I mean, you see this black dude, it's like he almost like, you know, he's like, I'm going to move to the side so I can see you. So just in case, I got to put some hands on you. He's like, he's holding the mic. He's got his hands up like, I'm ready. And the dude comes just in his face and just like, whoo. The apocalypse. So people could say, nah, can't blame it on the apocalypse. And I would say, shh, you crazy as hell. You blame all this stuff on the apocalypse. Because folks done hit a new crescendo of crazy. Shout out to my homie Crescendo. Where the hell you at, man? I ain't talked to you in like, I don't know, it's been like 12, 13 years since I busted your ass on the basketball court. You was talking that shit. You know you spit your ass off. Anyway, I'm side noting. crazy folks. So another thing you can't do, if you're thinking about doing it in the middle of a hurricane, you ain't safe to report because somebody could see you, black folks. Somebody could see you and sprint towards you and make sure that you're reporting the news accurately. Because what else could you be talking about during the hurricane but the hurricane? It's hard to get the hurricane inaccurate. It's raining real hard here. Yeah, we can see that. It's real windy. You see that too. You can hear the wind. Report that accurately. Shout out to the assholes like Dagley out there. Just ready to ruin any positive moment a black person could have on air. Just ready. On air, off air. They just driving around looking. You know that there's that individual, right? They're just driving around looking. They're like, I'm going to fuck up a black person's life today. Somehow, some way. I got to find a way to steal some joy from them. Even when they're at work and don't look like they're having a good time. In the middle of a hurricane, I'm going to try to steal some joy from them. That's literally what happened. I'm gonna steal that joy. I'm gonna get it all from. I'm gonna suck it all away from you. Yeah, I'm just not gonna comment on it anymore. I'm just done. I do want to send out the prayers and the positive thoughts to all my people in New Orleans and in that area. You know, it's tough, and you hope everybody's safe. That's all you can say. Also, want to send some prayers and warm thoughts out to Haiti. Because even though I know we move on to the next thing, people suffering don't move on. Just because we stop talking about it in the news doesn't mean that their suffering still doesn't exist. And we know Haiti not only had the earthquake, Then they had the unrest with the assassination of their president. Then they had the earthquake. Then they got hit by the storm. And I'm guessing they're probably getting hit by Ida also. So shout out to the people in Haiti. You know, we all don't hate you. Contrary to popular belief, we all don't hate you. So, speaking of not hating, guess what, y'all? California, I'm going to go out on this note. California may allow students to choose the names on their diploma. So, Gavin Newsom, Gavin's just throwing it all out there. He's like, you know what? All the folks that are trying to recall me, I need the people who I need the votes of the people who won't normally vote. He threw a bill out there Monday saying that rather than having your birth names listed, you can put any name you want on your diploma. So it's supposed to be to aid transgender and non-binary students. By making sure public colleges don't use the dead name, as they call it, they were assigned at birth. It passed the assembly on a 47-0 vote. So, brown sugar, I'm going to holler at you, even though you ain't here. On your next degree, You get to be Tranquiliqua, Incinerate, Tupacalypse, Jones, Antoinette, Washington. That you get all that on your degree. Me, myself. It reminds me of something that was on The Simpsons, and because we're going out, there was a joke that was played at the Virginia School Board, and I'm just gonna play it. I can't say it. I'm just gonna play it. See what y'all think about it. If I can get it to play. I'm trying to get it to play. There we go. Can't get it to play. It's too bad. Cause there was the Virginia School Board. They were giving names like Eileen Dover and Don Donkey Dick.
For us in this environment.
Okay, it's not working right, so I'm gonna apologize. It was funny that they did the Simpsons thing where they used to call Mo and say, "Hey, is Amanda Kiss?" Something like that. They had Donkey Dick, Wanker, like Wanker. They went in. I leaned over. It was funny as hell. So. Think about that when you think about people putting them names. College graduations might be hilarious. Might be hilarious again. All right. If you want to continue the conversation, smoothdrama.com in the chat room. Other than that, I'll catch you on the flip side. Peace, love, Starburst.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.